Hello, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 32nd week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in leadership in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, No Doubt, No Argument.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Once, on being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom would come, Jesus replied, "The coming of the kingdom of God is not something that can be observed, nor will people say, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is,' because the kingdom of God is in your midst." Then he said to his disciples, "The time is coming when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. People will tell you, 'There he is,' or 'Here he is.' Do not go running off after them. For the Son of Man, in his day, will be like lightning, which flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other. But first, he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation." I admit, I am right there with the Pharisees on this Thursday of 2024. Lord, when is the kingdom of God going to come? When will the reign of God make itself known? Look at our world. When will it come in a way that there's no doubt, no argument? When will the reign of God, the kingdom of God, take over the way kingdoms and reigns are supposed to? These questions are on my lips. Do you find them on yours? And Jesus replies on this Thursday of 2024, just as he did to those with the same questions in the first century. It's not about when or where. God's reign is not outside of you, of me. The reign of God is in our midst. It depends on each of us to let it emanate from within us. Together, we create the atmosphere, the conditions, the place where mercy comes to the surface and judgment fades. The responsibility is ours, friends. We cannot look anywhere else. The responsibility for the reign of God is not over there or over there or under that or on top of this. The reign of God is in your midst, our midst. Let's remember that Jesus says, "My Father and I make our home in you. Remain in me as I remain in you." He trusts us as his disciples to be kingdom carriers. We have the power and the authority of the reign of God in our every breath. Proclaim this good news. The truth that God is present at all times, in all circumstances. Whether we are on the mountaintop of a transfigured glory, wrapped in joy and wonder moment, or whether we are on our knees at our own Gethsemane, in the midst of struggle and begging that what is ahead of us be taken away. Oh, dear kingdom carriers, fellow disciples, the reign of God is counting on us. We are not looking to or waiting for anyone else to point it out or plan its arrival. Together, we disciples commit to whatever conversion it takes so that mercy, compassion, healing, and wholeness emanate from within us, here and now. In this way, the reign of God is making itself known in every corner, at every edge. And yes, in a way that there's no doubt, no argument, that God's own reign is here.